Nolte, Mean Girl tells full-time mom Riley Gaines to get a real job. By John Nolte on October 29, 2025. Mean Girl Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, used her verified X account to tell women's rights activist and full-time mother Riley Gaines to get a real job. It all started on Monday when Gaines posted a photo of Socialist U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and the next mayor of New York, Communist Islamist Zoran Mamdani. Gaines added the caption, "We're being destroyed from within." The next day, an obviously angry Ock chimed in with this bizarre personal attack on Gaines. "Maybe if you channeled all this anger into swimming faster, you wouldn't have come in fifth." What? Is Ock really mocking Gaines for coming in fifth in All of America? Additionally, Gaines is a 12-time All-American swimmer. She's a 5-time SEC champion. If that's not impressive enough, at an age when most activists lose their composure or are destroyed by youthful hubris, Gaines has become a composed and respected activist to protect women's rights in sports, specifically against the cheating men who say they are women so they can use their massive biological advantages to steal medals and opportunities from females. Oh, and after these men are done humiliating women during competition, they humiliate them again by watching them undress in the locker room, something Ox supports. Gaines fired back with this, "It's always we support women's rights. Until it's a woman who wants the right to compete and undress free from less than mediocre men. Keep your mentally ill men out of our sports, locker rooms, prisons, etc." Gaines continued in a separate post, "It's always hilarious when they think they've landed a gotcha by pointing out I was the fifth fastest woman in the nation, yet they conveniently forget the mediocre man who ranked 462nd in the men's division, lol." She closed with, "Misogynistic dunce." The mule-mouthed socialist also responded to a Fox News appearance where Gaines challenged Ock to a debate on the issue of socialism and men in women's private spaces. Ock responded with, "And I would like to challenge this person to get a real job. I have a real job. I'm a mom. It's the most important and rewarding job in the world," Gaines fired back. "I think if you had a baby girl like I do, you'd understand my positions a little better." In the congresswoman's defense, if you've seen Ock's fiance, she kind of does have a baby girl. The only takeaway from this is that Ock cannot defend her position on trans issues, which is why she hides behind cheap snark and even cheaper personal attacks. One constant in Ock's political career is how she ducks being challenged. This is just another example of that. And remember that Ock only wants Americans to get a real job. She sees us as second-class citizens to the millions of illegal aliens she's eager to support with welfare and free healthcare. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.